if it is one person, even the human one, so it's nichtus lechazpat. Why? Lein mahalei kira achecho, in achloch mokon is memo. And if on Tuesday he bothers the boys, so he should push everybody to the Zibolis. Kihirche, the Neizle, Kula Basa Zibolis, Morase Shalach Achilles Bachem, the Nihal Meisav Kidinale, the Leisle Basa Vitis. So the Gemara of the Chima Marafleishes, Kigain Shalach Achilles Bachem, So then the question is, Monifach. So everything was concentrated on the Idias. So even the Xvasisho and the Balchev should be given from the Idias. What does it say? Kom Nichmisach Sabai. Shlokachi Bachim Nichon Mesib in Israelis, Likvimidias, Klima Midias, Shemisha or Paschelim. Based on the kruchas. So on Sunday and Monday, the idias became a sodet neche. So mele, he should be forced to pay everybody from the idias. So the Gemara says here, Mishim Domalu, Isha Siskisu, Isha Klisu, Ayecha Esha Klisu. The reason is why, in the case of Lachachidis Bachayim, where, let's say, the idiots were sold on Tuesday, so he cannot tell. So then, the exposition of Bachayim cannot be given. The exposition of Bachayim cannot be given from the idiots because Shimon, the Likiyah, can say to them, Ishas kisu vishaklisu kdinayche shaklisu viloi madan ishtore diziboyos limole vishaklisu kulchem miziboyos. Very complicated soup. In other words, let's see the Rashi. Viloi madan ishtore diziboyos limole keilche ditetre le migyumene. Vinifoyim mechosim shibodim bimokim shiyeid nefer. He threatens them. What does that mean? His mother says, if you do what I tell you the Mizek should take Yidyas, the Balchay should take Beinez, the Isha should take Zippos. If you want to listen to me, fine. If you don't want to listen, then there is something I can do for you. What can you do? He can return the shtar zibuyes limor. In other words, he bought three surveys, idias, beinis, and zibuyes, and the idias he bought on Thursday and Tuesday. So, if you don't do what I tell you, each one kidine, then I'll return the shtar zibuyes limor. That means that the zibuyes, the sort of zibuyes will be returned back to holding. And then, you have to take the boys. So whom does he threaten that way? After all, the kashi was leise kula v'ligve midis. So that's the question. So as far as the mizikim are concerned, so the price says he's given from the mizik is given from the. But the price it says the Balchiv is given from Beinus and the exposition is given from the police. So the Gemara said, no, let them both be given from Midas. So the Gemara says, no, they cannot be given from Midas. Why? Because he can tell them, if you insist upon Midas, then I'll do something to you. I'll return the police to Ruve, and then you'll have to take from the boys. So insofar as the Xuas issue is concerned, what kind of a threat is it? He tells her, listen, you better behave. and take the boys. If you don't, then I'll return the sod, the shtar of the sod, the boys. So Ruvain, you have to take from the boys. Just tell him, Chesahada, don't threaten me. When you do that, all right. First of all, I don't know whether the Ruvain will be willing to buy it back. After all, so the Rosh pointed out, can the Rosh Nagmori is Madrani Shtara de Zibulis Limor? I give him back the star. So that make the Sode vested in the Mecher. If Ruvain sells the Sode to Shim, and Ruvain gives this Ishtar to Shim, then Shimon wants to give it back to Ruvain. So can he just return back the shtar and mail the sode will belong again to Ruvain? So the Gemara in Baruch Basra says that machlekes between Tanakam and Rashi Gamliel, whether Atheist is nicknamed in Sire or any Atheist in Sire. If we say Atheist nicknamed in Sire, so then if Ruvain sells the Soda to Shimon, then Shimon can transfer the Soda back to Ruvain without resorting to writing a new star. All he has to do is to return the same star. If we say Atheist nicknamed in Sire, but if we say an Atheist nicknamed in Sire, so in order that Ruvain should get title to his original Sode, so Shimon has to write in Ushta, otherwise it cannot be done. And we pass through like the Rabbonon, not like Shimon Gamliel, not like Rabbi, that any Atheist nicknamed in Sire. So how can the Gemara say, Vilumat Anishtarad is Boris Lemore? So the Gemara means, so the Rosh points out, doesn't he not run? It's not as simple as that. It means, I'll return it back. How will I return it back? I'll write him a new star. But a new star, maybe will not be willing to buy it back. So the Rosh says, I'll not be willing to buy it back, but he'll certainly be willing to take it back as a gift. So even that is a threat. What kind of a threat is it? What kind of a threat is it? You know, sometimes I get a call from a certain form of a medium who has been rabbonim yeshuva for many, many years, and then they have job from the president, the vice president, and then they want, the officers want to fire the Rosh. So they come with an offer to the Rosh and they say, listen, we decided to fire you. So if you behave, you resign, and then we'll make for you a reception and everything, and you live with the Achkovet and everything. If you don't behave and you fire us, you call us the interior, then you are going to be fired and it will be subjected to a lot of notoriety, and in the end you'll be fired anyway. So I mean, what kind? This seems to be a similar threat. He's saying to him, listen, he says to the Isha, you behave, take the boys, don't fight for idiots. Because if you fight, you know what I'll do? I'll return the Sode, the boys, I'll return. But maybe the Meir will not be willing to buy it back. Why should he? After all, he sold it already. Why should he? No, so I'll give it to Matan. Matan, of course. So then, no probability. He still can refuse to take a Matan. But no probability. Why should he refuse? So that's a threat. That's a threat. In other words, from the superficially it appears that this Ishaskes is what the lawyers call plea bargaining. You heard about plea bargaining, you know. So that is done with in a criminal case, which is a perversion of justice. Criminal case, I mean, So the bargain, in other words, they tell a certain person who was indicted, you know, and 65 grounds. Well, there is a basis, there is no basis. They say, you plead guilty to 10 counts. If you don't, so then we'll try to have you sentenced on 65 counts and you have to stay in prison 150 years. That's the way, I mean, that's the justice that takes place today in the American system. It's a perversion of justice. But in a civil case, it's neat and clear. You can bargain, why not? If you have an advantage in bargaining, you can bargain. But here, insofar as the issue is concerned, the issue wants hideous. She's entitled. Look, a hideous bargain. So he says, now don't take hideous. Don't fight for hideous. Because if you do, I'll sell back, I'll give him a tonic. The Zeborius to Ruvain, to the Meicher, the original owner, and then you'll have to take Zeborius. So, she has to be crazy. What kind of a threat is it? Look, La Poche see her, I mean, at the point of a gun, so they say, you plead guilty to 10 counts because he threatened them, you know, and then he'll conjure up all kinds of accusations, racketeering and mail fraud and whatnot, I mean, and then we'll have to sit in prison 150 years, so it's better to sit in prison 5 years than 150 years. But here, she has to be off her mind to bargain that way. But insofar as the Balchiv is concerned, so there he has a bargaining advantage, because the Balchiv wishes to be gave a bonus. Now the Balchiv wants hideous. So he tells him, listen, he tells the Maule, don't fight for hideous. I'll make a deal with you. I'll offer something to you. And you have to, it's a question of give and take, it's a deal. So that if you agree to take bonus and not insist upon hideous, then everything will be fine with you. Chuapoche said, bonus. But if you fight for hideous, I'll return, or I'll give back the Sobizibulius to Ruvain, then you will have to take the boys. Or it is some kind of an offer, you know. It's a union of give and take. But as far as the exposition, what kind of a deal is it? So Rashi apparently, Russian teachers, they took notice of all these facts. Now let's see. Mishindamai, Ishaskiso Vishakli 69 Shaklis. Viloim Adam Vishdorot Zeboyes Lomo Vishaklis Kulchem Zeboyes. Let's see the Rashi. Viloim Adam Vishdorot Zeboyes Lomo Kelecha Ditetra Lomigvimene Deinifroim Mechosin Shibon Mokshvachir Yehoche Yehoche Mishmai Tainu. So, Manasseh, so why is the Nizek given from Hideous? Let the Nizek also be given from Zibur, let him force the Nizek to be given from Bayonets, that also. Yoche, the Nizek, Namenein Yoche. Let's see the Rashi. I boys to Mishka, let Shimon the Lechiach say to the Nizek, listen, you want hideous, don't fight for hideous, because there is something I can do to you. I boys to Mishka, so make a deal. Agree to take the bayonets. So then, he had bayonets of Chapachas. We learn, but if you fight now, I am entitled to hideous. The hideous was the Achaino. Ilo, Madan, Ishtar, the Ziburus, the More, it is the debauch. So it is a deal, you know, it's a bargaining. It's a bargaining chip, you know. Die Leute haben da eine Stelle, die Bürst und die Leute, die Tisch gut, die Bürst, die Kocher, von Mario und die Idris. Alle mit der Leute hier noch. Weil Kocher, die Hochhasken, gehen schon mehr zu Meche. In other words, die Meche dauert und die Meche dauert öfter die Meche her. Be after the Mecha sold all his three Sundays to Shiv to Lekeach. The Mecha is over. Lekeach is Shiv. So in other words, first, while the Mecha was living, he sold the one Sunday on Sunday, one Sunday on Monday, one Sunday on Tuesday. And then after he sold all the three Sundays, he died. So now that the Yosh, and the Yoshim, they are Hochem Askinon Kishinei Samech, Fichim Shleiyach Karka, Eina Yisemin Dintore, Dintart Liyasin Balchev, Loi Mishtapt. In other words, the Loche is, that if the Levi dies, and the little children, Yoshim, so then, if he left Mikakakois, so then they have to pay the Yosh. But if he didn't leave Kakois, but he left without and cash, all kinds of things, so then without the Yasmele Mishdab. So maybe here, the price is reference to the case where the Mecher after he sold all the three sons. The Yid is the Bainus, and the Bui is the Ait. He cannot threaten them. He cannot threaten the music if you don't take Bainus. So then I'll return the shtar of the Zibuyas to the Mecher. Because if he returns, it will not be to the Mecher, it will be to the Mecher's children. And Mele, so even then, they will not be able to be given from the Zibuyas. Because Yisemim are only responsible if they have Kakois from that they inherited from the father. But here, at the time when the father died, the father had no kakois because he had sold all the three sodas to Shimon. So even if he returns back the sodas of boys to Ruvay Shevel, not Ruvay, so then he will not be able to be gave from the boys because if Luiniach kakois, so then Yisrael don't have to pay. So Mele has no threat. But suppose the Mecher is still alive, so then in Echaname, that even the Nizek would not be entitled to collect from the Yidias because of his chaskes. Dem Taut lias noch in dem Stadt, wie auch auf Pische Masel im Kalke, Havelei, Kiasmi, sie kommen Kalke, Racham ist Zavir, und auch ein Poch, mir Sokin, für die Poch, und auch ein. Anyway, so it appears from this Gemara, past the Sloshin Gemara, that the Aloche mentioned in the Preise, that Mochon Lechol, Bozeach Hazeh, Kulam, Lichnus, Tachas Abayrim, and in the case of Lokachidius Bahreino, so only if the Mecha died, but if the Mecha didn't die in Lokachidius Bahreino, then we don't say that everybody is given from the
And we don't even say that everybody is given from the Yidis. Why? Because then we apply the aloha fishaskis. So then what would be the aloha? Then the Baal Chayiv and the Nizek, according to Rashi Pshat, will be given from the Nuez, and the Xvasi shall be given from the boys. But here the Baal says that the Nizek is given from the idiots, and Baal Chayiv ben Nes, Xvasi shall be the boys. So it's only when is Vyas. Now then Rashi says, Locha Porch Nizok, Philip Porch Baal Chayiv. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same kashe? When the Gemara asks, Yehoche bin Zokin, Namenei Moche. Yehoche bin Zokin, Balchei, Namenei Moche. Namenei Moche. So the Gemara says, Dimai Lei Malei. Ishak Zibu Yeshkeil, Viloi Madan Ishtar Li Mora, Vitisht Menei, Motsar Nei Malei, Hayruch Shetarzach. Do Ashti Namu Zibu Yishkabai Zli Mifchalei. So in other words, so according to Rashi Shiti, it's very complicated. If it's not the Yasme, if the Mecher is still alive, so then the Aloha would be, and Lok Achidius Bachreino, so then the Aloha would be that the Nizek would be given from the Beinus, the Balchayv would be given from the Beinus, and the Xvasi should be given from the boys. So the Nizek would be given from Beinus because of Idea. Of Idea. In other words, because the Lekeach would be able to say to him, listen, don't insist upon taking the Idias, because if you do, I'll return the Ziboyas to the Meicher, and then you'll have to take the bill. So it's a bargaining chip. So no probability, he'll agree. Listen, if he's a practical man, he'll agree. And suppose he doesn't agree. So then we'll see what happens. Will return the shtar, will not return the shtar. But it's something to be tried, according to Rashi. So the aloha of Ishaskis is not his chus. It's a deal, a threat, a deal. It's a bargaining plea. And suppose he says, L'cheteda, Inachna, so then we have to say, so based on we have to see what he does. If he's very obstinate and he returns this bonus to the master, so then the Nizek will take the Zibulis, but if he doesn't follow up his threat, so then he'll take the Nizek will take from the Idias. The Nizek will take from the Idias. And the Baal Chayiv will take from the Idias. It's a gondash. How about the Xvasisha? How about the Xvasisha? So from Rashi it appears, and that even though Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it can be deduced from Rashi here together with Rashi in Ksuvos, Daf Kuftes and Tesis pointed out, but Rashi here doesn't spell it out. The Tesis says so. Now let's see the Tesis here. Ishaskes. Ishakris di naiche shakris vi loy nadan ishtore di zibuyes vi mor afo gav di bravoche ishe gav in zibuyes vi komo kei mi matzi vi meima lechese kit mi shei mafki akecho avo balchei vi motzi vi meima di lishto di zibuyes mi tam di ishaskis di chit di mafki akecho motzi omo lechiteda. Du hast den Namen mit Zibuyes hat Rätselitun. Likach, Lipor, Bissomer, Chalim, Zoki, für Leuven, Balchefti, Pirschakunz. So er kommt zu Rashi's Pshat, der hat zwei Aloche auf Ishaskis. Zwei Aloche auf Ishaskis. One Aloche auf Ishaskis is not his host, just a threat. It's a bargaining tool. It's a deal. And if it's a deal, so suppose the other party refuses to make a deal, if he refuses, he refuses, that's all. So it's a bargaining chip, that's all. And then that's in respect to the Baal Chayiv, the Ishaskes is a bargaining chip, not a source. So merely in respect to Baal Chayiv, if it's Lokachid Lebachayinu, and the Mecha is alive, so then, and they all want to take from the Yis, why shouldn't they want to take from the Yis? So then, the Baal Chayiv wants to take from the Yis, because that was, that he brought the Likeach on Tuesday. So, on Sunday, Monday, when he brought the Bainis and the Boyes, so the Yis remained there. So then he says to him, so Shimi says to the Baal Chayiv, listen, behave, I want to make a deal with you, be a practical person, and agree to take the Bainis, because if you don't, I'm going to return the Soda Ziboyas to Ruvain, to the Mecher. Then you have to take. So there is a possibility that he'll agree. He'll agree to this deal. But suppose he doesn't agree. He says, look, Hiseda means, don't threaten me. When you do it, fine. Then we'll see what happens. That's what Hiseda means. Don't threaten me. So as far as the Baal Chayiv is concerned, so Ishaskes is only a deal. And he has to submit to it. If he doesn't, so he doesn't. So then you have to see what happens. If he follows it up and returns this for the boys, then the Baal Chayiv will have to take the boys. And if he doesn't follow it up, so then the Baal Chayiv will take the idiots to me. That's in the God to the Baal Chayiv. In the God to the Xuvah Sisho, Ishaskes is a schuz. It's not a bargaining chip. It's not a bargaining chip. So suppose now that the Isha also says, I want the idiots. In Ephraim, Chosim, Yishabadim, Mokim, Fiyash, the Chosim, Mechayim, after all Sunday and Monday, when the Ziburis and the Bainis had been sold already, and the Idias had still been in the possession of the Meicher, of the, of my husband, so Mercy is a divorcee. So I want to take Idias. So he can tell her, no, you're not going to take Idias, whether you like it or not. You know why? Because I have the capacity to return the Ziboyas to the Meicher, and then you have to take Ziboyas. You won't even be able to mention your time, I wanted this. So Mele, since I can return it to the Meicher, whether I do or I don't, you have to take Ziboyas now. It's not a deal. Suppose she says, he said, oh, don't threaten me. I want tedious. You want to meet out vengeance against me and return his boys? Fine, go ahead. Let me see it. I want tedious right now. So he doesn't have to, and he doesn't follow that. So then the halacha would be that the Baal Chayiv will take tedious, and the Ksuvah Isha will still take the place. We have to find, to understand that. So Teisa says, why? Because our Baal Chayiv will not for me lishko the boy in tam, the Ishaskes, the Chiv, the Mafkiya, the Echei, Motz Omer, the Chiseda, the Hashtanam, the Mizibuyas, the Reitzel, Litany, the Kach, the Por, the Bissomuch, El Minzokin, the Loim Baal Chayiv, Kidi. So in other words, so as far as Baal Chayiv is concerned, so he cannot tell her to, he cannot tell him the Baal Chayiv take the boys, but he can offer to give him bainis. He can offer, suppose he refuses. So it's a bargaining chip. If he agrees, he agrees. If not, not. But as far, why? Because he's mafkiya keich.
מה שאין כן vis-a-vis the isha, he doesn't have to offer her. He tells her, you take the boys. Why? Because if you don't, I return. So says, so what, don't threaten me? She says, never mind, don't threaten me. Since I can return, so then without return, you have to take it just the same. You have to understand. In other words, so Isha, vis-a-vis the Baal Chayiv, Ishaskes is a deal. It's a threat, a deal, a bargainship. Vis-a-vis Tzurusisha, Ishaskes is a source. Why? Because if Ishaskes is a source, what kind of a source is it? So it's based upon Dalochem Mamocha Rishen Nisheni called Schushe Tovel Yodhi. So in other words, when the Meicha, when Uvin sells the Sode to Shimon, so then he endows him with all the rights that he had in regard to the Sode. Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Sushlovyot. So the Keach requires all the rights that the Meicher had. Now, what were the rights of the Meicher as long as all the Sodeis were in his possession? So his right was in regard to a Tzurusisha to give along his boys. That was his right. In regard to Baal Chayiv, he didn't have the right to give her the boys, to give him the boys. In regard to a Nizek, he didn't have the right. So what was the vested right of the Meicher before he sold all the Sodeis? His right was to give the Nizek Idyas, well, not much of a right, but and to give the Baal Chayiv Beinus and to give the Isha Siboris. Some mele Ishaskis means, since suppose I were to return the Shtar Siboris to the Meicher, then you would have to take, she tells the Isha, if I were to return the Sode Zeboyes to the Meicher, then you would have to take Zeboyes. Why would you have to take Zeboyes? Because he has only Zeboyes now. Because that's his right to give you Zeboyes. So Meile, since I stand in the shoes of my Meicher, so I have all the rights that the Meicher had. So Meile, whether I return or I don't return, suppose I do, so then the Meicher would have a right to give you the boys. So right now, even if I don't, I have the same right because of the Aloha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Shusha Tavayad. That's in regard to Tzurusisha. Because in regard to Tzurusisha, so the Meicher's original right was to give the Isha the boys. But in regard to Baal Chayiv, what was his original right before he sold the service? To give the Baal Chayiv Beinus, he couldn't give the boys. So how can he say, just because he's able to manipulate a right by returning the Shtar Zeboyes and create a new situation, now it will be a new situation because the Meicher will not have all the three Sodeis, will only have the Zeboyes. So that's not his original right, so it cannot be based upon the Aloha of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Shushet Ovel Yodeh. So mainly it can be used only as a bargaining chip. So mainly he has to give him something, the Baal Chayiv. He has to give him Beinus. In other words, not Zeboyes. So to be a deal, you know, a quid pro quo. I mean, a deal means quid pro quo. Each one gives up something. So it's a quid pro quo in regard to the Baal Chayiv. In regard to the Sisha, it's not a quid pro quo. It's based upon the aloha of Mamocha, Rishon Nishaini called Sloshet Amiyot. So in other words, according to Rashi Shita, there are two alohas in the Shastas. Vis-a-vis the Ksuvas Isha, where he's not Mafkia Dino, because when he gives, when he tells the Isha, he takes the boys. So what does he tell the Isha? To do the same thing that the Meichel left on the Isha. Suppose the Meichel had not sold the Sadis. He kept all the Sadis in his possession. Then they would all come. So what would have been the right of the Meichel if he hadn't sold the Sadis? To give the Isha to the boys. So it's his right. In actually, you see, vis-a-vis the Ksuras Isha, it's love dafke matan eshtod, as the boss lomar. It's love dafke. Some mayor you cannot ask. But what if the mayor doesn't want to buy it back? Because it doesn't mean it doesn't make any difference whether he buys it back or he doesn't buy it back. What it means is Mamocha Rishon Nishaini Kol Shloshet Avoyadei. He's just imagining, if I were to return the Ziboyos to the Meirche, then you would have to deal with the Meirche. So that means, he's telling the Isha, in your encounter with the Meirche, you are not entitled to take more than Ziboyos. The Meirche, you don't have any more rights against me either. So he expresses it in the language of Madan Eshtar Zeroy. It's not important. He's just saying, Madan, suppose I return to the Meicher, then you'll have to deal with the Meicher. And then, when you deal with the Meicher, what are your rights? Only take the bullets. So maybe I have the same right. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chayit, so then, what were the rights of the Meicher to give the Baal Chayit? Bainus. So how can you tell? You take the bonus. Because Mamocha Rishon Nishaini calls Rushet Avol Yadei. What do you mean calls Rushet Avol Yadei? That my Meicher, before we sold the Sodis, did not have a right to give you the bonus. That's what the Baal Chayit can answer. What are you talking about? You want to give me the bonus because Mamocha Rishon Nishaini calls Rushet Avol Yadei, because my Meicher had that right. Your Meicher never had that right. Some Meile, Dei Shaskes, is a different thing altogether. It's a bargaining chip. So then it depends if he agrees, he agrees. He doesn't agree, he doesn't. So in other words, Rashi Shita is not so strange. There are two halachas of Shaskes. Vis-a-vis the Ksuras Isha, it represents the halacha of Mamocha Rishon Nishaini Kol Shloshet Avol Yadei. And he doesn't mean I have to return. He doesn't have to return. He mentions I return in order to point out what would be the rights of the Isha in her encounter with the Meir. So Meir, you don't have any more rights in the encounter with me. That's what you're hearing. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chayit, so it's not trying to say, on the basis of Mamocha Rishon Nishaini, Kol Shloshet Avol Yadei, so that he should have a right to give the Meicher, to give the Baal Chayit Zibolis, because the Baal Chayit himself had no such right. How can you have more rights than Baal Chayit? That's Rashi Shita. But the Rosh is Chayit and Rashi. And the Rosh here, in Tisvus and Tzuz, Afuftes, is Chayit and Rashi. And they say, where is according to Rashi, if it's not, he say, so then, if it's not the same, so then,
So Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Baal Chayiv would have to take Beninis, according to Rosh, if it's not the case of Yisayim, and it's Lokachides Bachreino, so then, both the Baal Chayiv and the Ksuvasisha would have to take Zimboyis. Not as a bargaining chip, as a bargaining chip, which I have to say, become Baal Chayiv, but as Yisus. How can we say Yisus? Bishleim eligabi the Ksuvasisha. So it's the source of Mamrach HaRishinishin, but as far as Baal Chayiv is concerned, so Baal Chayiv, before he parted from the Sodis, he couldn't give the Baal Chayiv, the Baal Chayiv, the Meir, the Reve, before he parted, he sold all the Sodis. He couldn't give the Baal Chayiv Ziboris. So how can the Rekeach have more rights? So the Rosh has a Shus, it's an extension of Mamoch HaRishon Sheni, called Shushet Avoliyode. In other words, true. Originally, the Mecha did not have a right to give Zipurius to the Baal Chayiv, because he had all the three Sodis together. So he had to give the Baal Chayiv Beinus. But since the Rekeach is able to manipulate and to create a new situation for the Mecha, now after the Mecha sold all the three sons, has no sodis, he just has to return back the Shtar Zipurius to the Mecha. So then there will be a new situation, not the situation that existed originally before he sold the sodis to Rekeach. So suppose he follows it up and he returns the Zibboris to the Mecha, then there will be a new situation created for the Mecha. And then if the Baal Chayiv will come to the Mecha after he follows it up, so then the Mecha will be able to cave him Zibboris. So Mela, since it's biyode to create the situation, so it is considered as if the situation had already been created. This is what kind of idea. So again, it's based upon Mamor Mocharish and Sheini, called Shushet Avoliyode, but with an extension. In other words, since the halacha of Mamocha, according to the Rosh, the halacha of Mamocha, Vishni Sheini, Kol Shushet Tovel Yodei, implies not only that Rekeach acquires, when he buys his sode from the Mecha, all the actual rights and the vested rights that the Mecha possessed before he sold the sode to the Rekeach, but he acquires all the potential rights that the Mecher could in the future acquire. It's quite an extension of the concept of Mamoch HaRishon Sheni Kol Shushet Avoliyode. So Mele now, originally the Mecher did not have his chus to give the Baal Chayiv Zibboris. But now, after he sold all the sodis, and if the Rekeach would just give back the Zibboris to the Mecha, then a new situation would be created, and the Mecha will have the schus to give the Nizek and the Baal Chayiv Zibboris. Some Mele, and since the Rekeach is able to manipulate, to create a situation, so we say at the time when the Rekeach bought the Sodis from the Mecha, he acquired not only the vested actual rights that the Mecha possessed then, but he acquired all the potential rights that you require in case after all the Sodis assault Lekiach and Lekiach gives back the Zeboyes to him, so he sold him that potential idol. That's how the some melee, there's such a big nafkimine between Rashi and Rashi. According to Rashi, in the case not Yisemim, where the Mecher is alive, So then we say that the in Lokachidis Bachreino, so then that the Likiach can give Zibuyas to everybody. He can give Zibuyas to everybody, even the music. No, I'm sorry, no. In accordance, there's cause according to Rashi or according to Rosh. What? According to Rashi. According to Rosh, so then, if in the case of Lokachiz Bachreino and not Yisemim, then, and they all want to be given from the idiots, then the Likiach, according to Rosh, is the schus to give everyone the boys, not only the Isha, but even the Balchayv and even the Nizik.
The Gemara says only Bains.
What?
The Gemara assumes only Bains.
No, so because that is reference to Yisrael, but in the case of not Yisrael, according to the Rosh, so the Gemara says no.
Gemara says, before it gives the Torah to be sung, doesn't the Gemara say, Ichachim and Nizik, and now?
I'm in Ichachim, no.
Name Ichachim that Ziboris.
Ziboris, everybody Ziboris, everybody. Including the music, and ignore stereotypes and call me Rosh Hashanah. Everybody gets a bonus. Why? All right, the issue I understand. Because it's a plain, it's a simple application of Mamoharish and Shinikos Kushitabuyabi, that the Mecha had that schutz before he sold the Sodis Lekiach. But Balchayiv and Nizek, the Mecha did not have that schutz. But he's able to manipulate and to create a new situation for the Mecher. And then the Mecher will have the truth. Some Mele, the Likiach acquired that truth, that potential truth of the Mecher that could be created by the Likiach weeks later. He acquired it at the time when he bought his house. That's what Rosh says. Now, Rashi Shita does not have to be explained. At first, Rashi Shita seemed very strange, but Rashi Shita is very simple. There are two kinds of Ishaskis. One Ishaskis is his host, and that's a simple application of Mamoharish and Shini Kostritoriyari. The other Ishaskis is a deal, which I have to say. So that the parents, is it a deal or is that a deal? It all depends what kind of a Balchev is. Some Balchev is, you know, they don't like to make deals, you know, they insist upon the rights. So they either they get everything or they lose everything. You know, if a person doesn't like to make deals, so it's one of two things. Either he gets everything or he loses everything. So yet, but according to the Rosh, everything is. Now let's see the Rosh.
Would one have to time it according to the Rosh? Would one have to
no,
stitch
it? No, he doesn't have to time. He doesn't.
Because it's a schus.
It's a schus.
But according to Rashi, even when it is a schus, we don't.
That makes sense. Yishai doesn't have to time it either.
He doesn't have to time it?
No, my Mahavish Yishai calls for. Thank you. Sach Picholia, he doesn't know his rights, so Bezdin will become his advocate. Sach Picholia. And of course, vis-à-vis the Nizek and the Balchayim, so there is a deal. Bezdin is not supposed to make deals for about this. He's a businessman who likes to make deals, let him make. If he's not, let him not make. Ay. No, we don't have to start from the beginning of paragraph Gimel, because the beginning discusses other halachas. Why should we now? But we'll start the Omalu after the two dots, Kuf of Hala from the base in the second column. After the two dots. Domo, Isha Klisuk Dinchem, Shaklisu, Viloi Madrana Stor is a boyous Lomo, Hodi Koma Madrana Lavdavki, Shimui Marzali Ashtal and his Patra Mekach, Bishuze in Loishi Knasso de Bikinia, Oishi Yimsel Ashtal, Yichtelishtam Hirov, Knilochi of the Holshi Buddha, Kitnamfer Basel Bor Basel. מי שבו ואומר עוד השטחיבי, אף על פי שבו עדים, ואומר אנחנו כוסבנו וחסמנו, ונוסמנו, נוסמנו לישטר, אין כספים, באמת ואמור משטר על פוי, אבל משטר מקחמם לך כספים, חוש מהחי שלי, חושבים גם לראה אם המשטר מקחמם לך אין כספים, ומפורש עושם בייסי יש ניקס עם סיר קומיסי, חושבים גם לראה סבר איסי יש ניקס עם סיר, Wir haben einen Deal mit Herzl, ja, stark. Wir haben einen Safer, ein Aesius, nichts mit Sire. Wir haben einen Aesius, nichts mit Sire. Was Lina Kulchen, wie Schaklissum sie boi. Wir haben einen Motzer und Neymar. Lina Chisera, you cannot say, don't threaten me. Vafilo Isha, Schreiter, Lina, sie boi. שכל דבר שעוד יוכל ליטל ראי נעיסיק ולכבונוס סינס איז ביודה to do it to create a new situation so it's considered to see the new situation had been created great okay but how is it ביודה so it's not ביודה to sell it back suppose it doesn't work Why should he, after all, he sold it once, why should he buy it back? If he sold it once, it means he prefers the money rather than the sada. Why should he buy it back and have the sada and not the money? So that's why the Rosh heads, I'll be makne to him, either be mchira or matan, doesn't make any difference. And be matan, in all probability, he'll find out. He'll get another sort of free, so why should he? So since, so he says, Mishum shekol davo, shodom yochel litein, reinei sei kilu kvoros. But it's based upon mamoch harishon sheni, kosus of rabbi. But how is it based? After all, the meicher before he sold the sodas, did not have the schus to give the nizek to boys, or the balchev to boys, only to give the kvasish to the boys. The answer is, ma mochar vishin shin kashut v'yodei, implies not only that the lekeach requires all the actual vested rights of the mecheya, but even the potential rights of the mecheya. And this is a potential right. By virtue of his manipulative ability to create a situation where the Melchior will have only the boys, and then the Melchior will be in a position to give the Nizek the boys. So mainly he acquires that right. It's an extension of Mamor HaRishon Shein Koshtovei. Kidam Rinon, Peribas HaLiksubis, Mishav Doideach Sodeiru, Bichados Nikir HaBo, Yikir Lidera B'mei Amone O Yifra V'Avia. One second, let's see the Gemara. When is Minche? That's Lam, that Kuftes on base. If you're off the grass a day, Admin and the Lord of the Sol, Homer and Week May Dad May a Mono, or you have a It's a very sharp expression. So somebody heard this Sode, and the other German neighbors were the other Sodes, and he saw there was a Nina Sode. So in order to reach his Sode, he had to go through other Sodes. It was his Sode Pnimis. So he was surrounded by adjoining Sodes, Chitzenius, continuous fields. So as long as he didn't go in Nesiyam, he knew exactly where he had, in which Sode he had a right of way. Say, this one, and there is here, that was the inner Sode, so he knew that he had a right of way here. But then he went to South Africa, came back 10 years later. Who knows whether his right of way was here, or here, or here, or here. Some may lay, but he had a right of way. So he can insist upon the smallest right of way, in other words. The least, in other words. He certainly has a right, whether a right on a 10-foot piece of land or on a 5-foot piece of land, but he has a right. So if there is a 5-foot way, so then he gets that the minimum. In other words, the adjoining neighbors can tell him, we don't give you any right of way. You want to buy, but you want to go through, either you fly, Bavia, in other words, in an airplane, or a helicopter. A helicopter, it could be done, helicopter. Or you pay me mere money, very sharp expression. So my time there, Abone, Shato Kamaradi. In other words, suppose there is din Torah between two people. One says, you owe me either $1,000 or $800 or $400 or at least $50. So how much can he collect? $50. So that's what happens. Let him get the smallest right of way. Amar Avi Amar Avkin Shikifu Abod Nodem Abor Ruchas. So melee, he cannot say to each one, I certainly have a right of way in your study. Because each one can say, maybe the right of way is in my the other neighbor's field, not in my field. Yoch, my time in the So here again, the Rabbanan say Shaskes, but he still didn't return, it is. So he says he's able to manipulate to return all the shtaras of all. In other words, the joining neighbor has all the four sodas, but originally one person on this side, one this side, one this side, and say, now he has all the sodas, so he can manipulate, create a new situation that it will be again, he'll have to have an encounter with the four contiguous owners, adjoining owners. So Mele, since he can create that situation, so Mele is considered it had been already created. So again, it's based upon the right of Mamoha Rishon Sheni called Shushet Avodah. Okay, this is what the Rosh says. We'll leave it here.
Is that totally an EF sheet? In other words, because
it's not has to show. Why has nothing to do with the EF sheet?
Because
this is the Reisnik hour. This is the Reisnik hour. Whenever it's not the Rabbon, EF sheet, it comes from home.
It's a very hour. We treat him like the Balchom himself. That's what we say by EF sheet.
Yeah. Here it's the Reisnik hour. Mamocha, Rishon Sheni, because the Likiach requires all the, according to Rashi, all the vested rights of the Meicher, according to the Rosh, all the vested and potential rights. This is the Machlokes.
Even without resorting to the Efshi.
Without the Efshi, you're not resorting.
I mean, the Efshi means that you have recourse to the Deoraisa, right?
Yeah, but here this itself is a Christ Galach. Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kosum. Oh, shit.